Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I am back from Las Vegas. All the pictures, all the fun up there. Also, just learned a lot about local government, doing a lot of different things out in Las Vegas at the Maryland Party. So you can go check that out. And Luke and I have been talking about not a party with the Orioles around here this week as we get into Memorial Day weekend. You'll hear some of our greatest hits. You'll see me at Fadley's. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt. I'll be there on Wednesday. All courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're kicking the Crab Cake Tour back up on the road for summertime. Officially be like summer next week. Back to the Future scratch-offs. We will have these. There's also some new scratch-offs that John Martin is going to be here to tell us about. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. John, I was out in Las Vegas. I walked through some sports books and saw some sports wagering. And on Monday night, I even caught the Orioles playing the Milwaukee Brewers. But I know one thing they're not doing when they're losing. They're not running you ragged on this home run riches promotion. Although we did get a salami last week, for what it's worth. But this has been a tough baseball week since you and I left.
It's been a very tough baseball week. And I have not been to Las Vegas in a long time, but the last time I was there, maybe you could help me. I should have told you this before you left. I recall actually losing a $100 bill at one of the casinos. Did you happen to see
I
one
did
laying on the
not
floor?
find it. No. I saw 520s, but I did not see $100 bills. It could not have been yours.
All right. Well, thank you. Hey, you talk about summer. I had to bring out the non-summer wardrobe. Look at
Yeah,
this.
this is
Ooh.
weird, this whole 60s thing here in May and
Oh
like all of
man.
that. Yeah, I mean, and the bats have been cold too, for home run riches. I know you, as a Guardians guy, you don't want to talk about good luck and bad luck because you haven't had parades around there either. But this has been really something on the baseball field, the home run part of this. I do hope that the home runs start packing in because, like, the home run riches contest, that's part of the fun of watching because every at bat can be a home run.
Let's jump right to that because with the home run riches, and I'm looking at it right now, we have now paid off on 53 home runs. And yes, last week we had our second Grand Slam, regular home runs, not of the Grand Slam variety, $500 for you happen to be the contestant of the game. Grand Slam, $5,000. So we had one of those. Brings our tally today going to the tote board, 40, I'm sorry, $59,500 that we paid off in home runs so far this year. And our current progressive jackpot is well over $48,000 on the $5 home run riches game. Got a big series coming up with the Red Sox, and these are the people that are going to be anxious, waiting on that every pitch, as you said.
Well, the
So,
wall is short in left field. I'm just, it's tall, but it's short. But go ahead. Yes. Never mind.
okay, all right. So leading off, we have Rebecca Cole from Bel-Air, Maryland. She'll be in the first position for the first Red Sox game. Parashu Ram from Pasadena in the second spot. Amelia Seropoulos from Nottingham. And batting cleanup, John Mazura from Abingdon. So those four anxious fans are all been selected. They've already won $500 each. And should there be an Orioles home run for the game that they are selected, I've just read them for you, they'll get an additional $500. And if one of those is a Grand Slam, $5,000. So it
I
should be
know
some
some
fun.
Seropoulos, so I'm thinking I got of Nottingham.
Oh.
I got to know these people. You know, there's no question about this. This
You
is
know,
friends and family here. This home
absolutely.
run riches. We're all in this together as Oriole fans. You know, like and you know, my dad used to always say back in the 50s and 60s, you're an old baseball fan. Gus Triandos is a legendary name around here,
Yes,
but you
yes.
know, my dad would always say he'd hit like three home runs. We were losing 12-1, and I'm like, well, they were losing 12-1 every night because it was the 50s and early 60s, and the team wasn't any good. But I mean, hitting home runs, even when you hit them late, I just need them to hit
Yep.
something.
Well,
Runners
we'll
in
see what
scoring
happens.
position, left on base, score some runs.
We will see what happens. We'll report that in the days and weeks ahead, but
John,
it
I'm
was all
broken. I'm
season.
broken, I tell you, this last place baseball.
Yeah, it's not fun, is it?
No, it hasn't been
You know
fun
what
around
is
here.
fun though?
What is fun? A Maryland lottery game. Somebody won
Oh,
$2 million
let's make a
bucks. I know
deal.
that was fun.
Let's make a deal is fun. And for those folks who remember the game show fondly, and we hope many people do, we also are talking about the fact that we have a scratch off called Let's Make a Deal. And what that does for you if you happen to buy that ticket
Is
and
that
you
behind
would
door number one, two, or three? Which door is that behind?
Nice. I see what you did there.
Yeah, you know,
Very
some
nice.
when
Very
you guys
nice.
have games that I understand, when you go Game of Thrones or something, I'm lost, you know. But when you keep it into the 70s and 80s game shows, The pressure locks,
It's
and
a
that gets me where I need to be.
yep, no whammies here. We do have that $3 press your luck
I
ticket out
am
there as well.
the
Yeah. So $5 ticket, let's make a deal. Cash prize up to top prize $50,000, but if you have a non-winning ticket, it's still as valuable as our second chance contest. Enter that in, and we just drew our winners for our first of five drawings. There are cash prizes, but one lucky winner in five separate drawings will win a trip for themselves and a guest to fly to an actual taping of the Let's Make a Deal game show, a 4-day VIP trip to Los Angeles. There'll be plenty of fun stuff to do, some spending money, but also they will be able to play along with a contestant for a taping or during a taping of that show that could give them an additional $3,000. And our very first winner, can I have a drum roll, please?
All right, hold on. Is that
Was
pretty? That's
that
pretty
it?
decent. That
Did
wasn't bad,
I
right?
miss it? Was it
But
over?
yeah, go
Okay.
ahead.
All right.
I
All
tried.
right. Our lucky contestant going to Los Angeles, Wallace Thrash of Clinton.
Hold on, this person won. They're going to LA for real? Listen to me. I was going to
did I
say, and I
not?
didn't want to interrupt your mojo when you're on the Monty Hall, when you're playing door number one, two, and three. I think that would be so much fun to go and take a costume and
Well, I don't know about the
roll
costume
in.
part, but they will be there. They'll be able to play a simulated show with other people because this is now a contest for people over the country. They're
I didn't know Let's Make a Deal was like coming back until I find out about this lottery promotion. But now, like, I'm interested because of all the things I missed out on because I was too young, was flying out to LA and being a part of it where you get to dress like a tangerine or something if you want to. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully you're seeing some of our television and social media about the game. You'll see some of our we had some fun with that very thing. People dressed up in interesting costumes. One guy dressed up as a sandwich. So I'll let you kind
Okay.
of think about that. But
What kind
yes,
of
Wallace.
sandwich? Club sandwich or no? No. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was a BLT, I think.
Okay, that's fine.
Wallace Thrash from Clinton is the first of five winners. So each
Well,
I
I
go to
want to
and
meet Wallace. I want to find out if he's going to dress, because you don't have to dress up, but it would be more fun to dress up, I would think. I would advise it,
well,
Play along.
I don't know how that's going to play out, but they go to mdlottery.com and you can check out future drawings. So make sure that you buy the ticket, and if it's a non-winning ticket, you enter the contest, and you too could be joining Wallace Thrash from Clinton as a prize winner.
The things I do for kicks around here when the Orioles are in last place. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. We have not talked jackpots in a while because we haven't had one. My wife's out of town, so she might play from another state. But we got a really big jackpot brewing up as well, and it's been a couple, 5, 6, 8 weeks since we started different a different system and $5 tickets on Mega, correct?
Yeah, we are in that that nice place where both Powerball and Mega Millions are in triple digits. I love when that happens. And they're roughly around $150 million. Mega Millions a little bit more than that. Powerball a little less than that. But people can go to mdlottery.com or visit any of our 4,300 lottery retailers and get a quick update as to what the jackpots are for that particular day. Yes, back on April 5th, we rolled over from the $2 Mega Millions game to a $5 Mega Millions game where the prizes are much larger than they were previously. And that's been evidenced by the number of winners coming forward. And people will have some fun with that. So we hope that they look at it, they play responsibly. And if they're looking at both Mega Millions and Powerball and play whichever jackpot seems to be the higher of the two, they're both getting a little bit of runway here, both ramping up.
We get different levels of expectations. We play games and we've talked about $50 scratch offs and winning big million-dollar prize stuff. There's something about those the jackpot games, the three digits psychologically, that you feel like, all right, it's at least 100 million if I hit Mega Millions or I hit Powerball. But when you play local and different games, I saw out on the website on this Fire game, you had someone win $2 million. I want to talk about that a little bit because that's a local winner here. It feels like 100 million has to be my number in playing the jackpots. 2 million's a really nice scratch-off prize.
It is. And we have a number of people who will come in and hopefully we hope that they visit us when they have a huge win like that. And we hope they also take some time and they look at the options, particularly a life-changing amount like that when you win $2 million. Now, of course, they will claim a prize probably less than that because they'll want to get the cash option on that. But that happened to be one. I want to say it was one in at a 7-Eleven near Arundel Mills, I believe, in Hanover.
Yeah, this is a Halethorpe aviation worker, and you guys have fun. She's wearing a gold hat, won $2 million in the Maryland lottery in this fire. Top prize, $2 million. There it is. Boom. She wins right down there in Anne Arundel County. So people are winning all the time. We try to have fun with the winners. Sometimes we bring the winners on. I know we're going to have a Ravens promotion coming in the fall. We get cool things and flying off to LA and doing good stuff. This is, it's more tactile than just winning money in a lot of cases. It's a lot of fun for people that win. And then dream of winning as well.
Well, here's one winner you may not have on.
Go ahead.
A professed Pittsburgh Steelers fan,
Not one of them.
living in Hagerstown, Western Maryland, recently purchased a $10 Ravens ticket, won the top prize of $200,000. Won it in April, finally got around to scratch or bought the ticket in April, finally got around to scratching it. And I love stories like this. He buys the ticket. He scratches it, sees it's a 200,000 winner, doesn't believe it. What does he do? He hands it to his wife. And she says, yes, that is in fact a $200,000 winner. Now, why? Now, I suppose that shows the strength of the marriage, right? That he trusts her to verify what he was not able to do. But
Look, I wouldn't believe it if it happened, right? I mean, if my wife brought
and
it
you would
into
go to
me to
your wife.
verify it, she wouldn't believe it, and I'd have to, and neither one of us would believe it. I think that
Right.
that's part of the gig and part of the fun of this, especially when I talk to Doug, who has to call people who entered second chances, and they do all the things we tell them to do: download the app, use the scanner, enter second chance, and you win, and then you don't believe you won.
So as often happens, we ask them if they have plans, and they have. He's got a plan, which is good. He's going to put it towards some home improvements, some bills, and possibly a new quarterback. Oh, car! I read that wrong. I read that
You
wrong.
know, this football thing, let me plug Vegas here for a minute, because I was out in Vegas and I was going out to dinner. My Cole Roofing buddies, they're like, "Hey, we're going to dinner. You want to go with us?" I'm like, "Where are you going?" They're like, "We're going to Emmett Smith's." And I'm like, because Emmett was a little bit of a part of the party. They did the cigar thing or whatever. But Emmett Smith has a steakhouse right across the street in Las Vegas. So we go over, and what are the chances that Emmett Smith's there? And what are the chances that Emmett Smith comes over to the table, hangs out, talks some food with us, recommends the butter cake? It was delicious. And here's the crazy part of living here. You just sort of kind of wanted to disparage Steelers fans, and we all do, and you being amongst the Cleveland thing that's going on, even though Joe Flacco, I love Joe, I love your quarterback. But I just put a picture up with Emmett Smith and put a little, "How about them Cowboys?" And it turns out that in these times that we're in right now, with the Washington Commanders. And by the way, since the last time you and I got together, I went to that stadium. I saw AC/DC there last week, right here in the great state of Maryland. They play football in Maryland. I know a lot of people in Baltimore don't understand that, but they are a Maryland team. I took on heat for taking a picture with a Cowboy from Commanders fans. They're all offended that I would hang out with a Cowboy. And I'm like, man, these border wars, I mean, don't get me started with the Eagles, right? I mean, right?
Absolutely. Emmett Smith, though, that's pretty cool.
He was a nice man.
Does that move up on your Roquan Smith cheesecake story now? I mean, I
He came by the table, and I introduced myself and everybody, and I said, "I've had you on the show before," because I had him on at Super Bowls and Radio Row, and we talked a little bit about this and that, and Brian Beck, and I got his attention by yelling, "How about them Cowboys?" So he came over to the table, and here's what he did. This is Emmett Smith's real gift to me. Before he left, he's like, "You boys gonna get the butter cake. You got to get that butter cake. That's gonna be my tip for you." So we had big steaks. We're full. We're like, "All right, let's get the butter cake." It was the best butter cake ever. I mean, it disappeared. The girl put it down on the table. It was like something out of a scene. All four of us went, we and it was gone. But Emmett Smith was very, very nice. And it's nice
Of
to have a
course
little
he is.
football vibe going on in baseball season when the baseball season's not going well. So I had fun, but I did take on heat from Commanders fans because this Commanders thing's like real, John. They're good.
They are very good. They're very good. I'm going to stay out west here again in Hagerstown. We had another winter story. Stop me if you think this sounds eerily similar, but this guy is a retired landscaper. He buys a $50,000 cash scratch-off ticket, and of course, it's in the name. He wins $50,000. Doesn't believe it. What does he do? He hands it to his wife. Wait, is that a Western Maryland thing? And
No,
she
I think that's
verifies.
a. I would exactly what I would do, John. I'm just being as a married guy. I would scratch it and say, "This can't be right." I mean, I do that with my wife all the time. It drives her nuts. Say, "Will you look at this? Am I seeing that? That is. It's,
Well, I tell you
I don't
what.
want to
I
be
tell you what.
disrespectful. I think that's what wives and husbands are for. That's what spouses are for."
It's just you and me talking. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you, the first Mrs. Martin would have looked at that ticket and said, "No, it's not a winner." Put it in her pocket
Well,
and then gone and cashed it.
I don't know
The
about that.
my bride now.
Maybe I have siblings that would have done
Well, there you go. There you go.
that,
There you go.
well, I
But yeah,
mean,
lots of winners. You can go to mdlottery.com and read all about them.
all right. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. We are in Memorial Day week here. We've had a bunch of winners. We've got stuff going on. And you've got a NASCAR promotion happening. You have a Royal Farms gas thing. All of it is up at mdlottery.com. Always download the app. And on next Wednesday, we're back at Fadley's. I will have the Back to the Future scratch-offs. And then we're going to be up in Hampstead, Greenmount Station, on the 5th of June, have a delicious crab cakes and great conversations with the folks up in Carroll County. John, did I leave anything out? I mean, it's kind of a weird week because it's cold, but it's Memorial Day and it's beachy, but it's not beachy weather. And don't get me started on the Orioles. So I'm just trying. Lacrosse is happening this week, right? But you guys are doing events and it's getting to be a little bit summery with the lottery and spin the wheel, right?
We're doing events, but every month we also introduce new scratch-offs, and you can find them at those events. So go to mdlottery.com, find out where we're going, and then when we're there, or stop at one of our 4,300 lottery retailers. We have our Lucky Sevens family of game at the $1 price point. Lucky Sevens top prize $777. At the $2 ticket, Lucky Sevens doubler top prize $7,777. At the $5 price point, Lucky Sevens tripler. Top prize,
That's a lot
$57,777.
of sevens. It's a
That's a
lot of
lot of
luckies.
sevens. $10 price point, Lucky Sevens multiplier, top prize. Yeah, you guessed it, $77,777. And our $20 Lucky 777, top prize, no sevens, $1 million. So check those all out at mdlottery.com. Just launched this week. Lots of winning to happen, lots of prizes. Check them out.
I've given out the sevens before. This is a series that's come back before. I like the little, I'm always into the art and the rainbow and the little leprechaun hat and the gold coins raining down. I've been in Vegas. Ding, 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 ding. I was in a casino all weekend. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. We always remind folks, do this responsibly. Have some fun with the games. Certainly, in regard to anything you're doing out there, please think about this. Moderation. Know what you're playing. Know the odds, and know why all the lucky sevens give the prizes that they do. It's all up at mdlottery.com. John, did I get it all in?
That I couldn't have said it any better myself, Nestor. That was well done.
All right. I'm trying to get through this disappointment of the baseball thing. I'm trying to trudge forward. We have a nice holiday coming here. Oh, better weather will be around the corner, and I will be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Thankfully, back with our friends at Fadley's. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt. We will see you next Wednesday. Stay safe through the holiday, everyone. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.